Negoyim Perek Yudal of Mishnah Bavel Zechendishmas Moshe Kapel Ben Yehoshua. Continuing the description of the process of the Mitzvah becoming Tahar, we are dealing with specific elements of that process. We had some birds that we sent away. We talked about them last Mishnah. And then we have a grouping of the live bird, Azov, which is a kind of hyssop that we're going to describe in a minute, Erez, cedar wood, and red wool. So, mitzvahs eitz erez, the mitzvah of the cedar wood, is that it should be arko amma, one amma long, the avyo, and its thickness should be kirvia kera hamita, the thickness of one quarter of a bed leg. And the way that we explain what that means is, echad lishnayim, take the thickness of a bed leg, split it into two pieces, ushnayim larba, and then split those two pieces into two pieces each, making four pieces. A bed leg was one standard thickness back in those days. And so what you did was you split it lengthwise into two halves and then split each of the halves into two. And one of those remaining four pieces, that's the thickness of the cedar wood that we're talking about. This is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and the reason that the Mishnah gets so specific is to show that you have to do this with precision. You can't just estimate. This is supposed to be done exactly according to the rules. Mitzvahs Azov, the rules involving this hyssop, this Azov plant. Lo Azov Yavon, you can't use something called Greek Azov. Velo Azov Kochli, you can't use Kochali Azov, which many people say was blue, that's or bluish tinted. Lo Azov Romi, you can't use Roman Azov. Lo Azov Midbari, you can't use desert Azov. Velo Kol Azov Shiesh Lo Shem Levi. You can't use any Azov that has some sort of description as part of its name. You have to just use the species called plain Azov, nothing else. No adjective involved in how it's known. Mishnah Zayin, Bayom HaShemini. So now he has had his Tahara, he was completely shaved, and he started his Tahara for 7 days. On the eighth day, maybe Shalosh Behemos. This is after he has gone through all his stages of Tumah, to the point where all he is Mechusar Kippurim. So now he brings three animals as his korbanos. A chatos, which is a female sheep, as a chatos. The asham, the ola, and two male sheep, one of which is an asham, a guilt offering, and one of which is an ola. All three sheep have to be less than 1 year old. And he also brings three isaron, measure three isaron of flour mixed with olive oil, and a separate log of olive oil, all of this coming straight from the psukim. The mincha, three isaron, are accompanying the three animal korbanos, the three sheep that he is going to bring. This is different from a usual chatas and asham, which don't have a mincha. With the mitzvah, the Torah says specifically he's supposed to have one. The hadal, but a poor person who can't afford to bring all three sheep, maybe chatas ha'ov va'ola sa'ov, he could substitute birds for the chatas and the ola, but every mitzvah has to bring a sheep for the carbon asham. That is not negotiable. That can't be substituted.